section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Motherfuckers and loyal listeners, this is the White Trash Revival, and I do believe it's episode 67. I'm your host, Donnie fucking Cash. Well, I don't have nothing real special for this show, and to be honest, for the most part, all the music I play is going to be by my iPod. I'm going to let my iPod pick it. I'm just going to press play on my iPod, whatever it picks, that's what I'll be playing. I started off the show with Rebound by the Hacienda Brothers. Any of you folks out there been a Rebound? Well, I have, and it's awesome. And they want to get back at their loved one that broke up with them. How do you think they're going to get back at them? They go give you some of that Rebound pussy, and that's what I'm talking about right there, folks. Alright, well, for the most part of the show, my iPod's gonna pick all the songs. Now, at the end of the show, I'm gonna do a CD review of Adam Lee and the Dead Horse Sound Company, and The CD is When the Spirits Move Me. I'm a big fan of Adam Lee and the Dead Horse Sound Company. So, should be interesting. Well, how about... Fuck, I don't know. Oh yeah, right there. How you guys like the format now, since I'm doing it every other week? I hope you guys enjoy it. I know when I was knocking one out every week, it seemed like it was a fucking job, and I was getting disgruntled because, fuck, I don't know, it just seems like there's no loyalty in this underground scene, and, you know, you got all these different factions, and we should all really get along, because we're all promoting the same thing, but sometimes it seems like we don't. And then you got some artists tell you they'll send you some stuff, and then they don't, and... You know, you do an interview with an artist, and, you know, all I care about is a nice thank you. It was fucking sweet. Sometimes you don't get that, and it kind of pisses you off. And you got people that don't answer their email and shit like that. And, you know, us podcasters do this shit for free, just for the love. So, please appreciate us podcasters. We're sensitive people. All right, well, let me get to my iPod and see what we shall play for this first set.
Yeah. these years, I wondered what I would say if I ever found you.
Who is this?
My name is Cheryl. I believe I am your daughter.
You must have a wrong number.
Oh, my God. My name is Cheryl, and I'm your daughter.
I don't have a daughter named Cheryl.
Please tell me why you're doing this to yourself.
What do you mean, why I'm doing this to myself? You better get over this phone before I call a telephone company and have them to come get you.
I don't like this new attitude of yours.
You don't have to like it. Just get off my phone. Hello?
I just want you to be my mom.
You want what?
I just want you to be my mom.
How can a man be a mom?
Well, I'll think about it.
Well, you better think a long time and don't dial this number again.
I mean, for your whole life, you knew nothing about me.
And I don't want to know anything about you now. I just want you to get off my phone and leave me alone.
I'm so sorry.
Well, show me that by not calling me anymore.
Okay.
Hello.
My name is Cheryl. I believe I am your daughter.
I told you to get off my phone and quit calling me. Now I mean it. I'm going to have you put in jail if you don't.
What's wrong?
Huh?
What's wrong?
What's right?
Please don't hang up the phone again.
I'm going to hang up the phone again because I've got no time for you.
Don't you start with me.
What do you mean don't start with you? You started when you dialed my number.
Where's Mama?
What?
Where's Mama?
You heard Mama. What are you talking about?
I'm sorry.
Well, show me you're sorry by leaving me alone and don't dial my number anymore.
I'll call back in an hour.
You better not.
Yes.
I tell you what, if you call back, the telephone company's gonna monitor the call and they gonna know who you are and they gonna come get you.
You're so beautiful.
I don't know what you're talking about.
My name is Cheryl.
Fathers guaranteed us certain protections. The freedom of speech, freedom of religion, the freedom to own and play stringed instruments of all kinds. Those founding fathers didn't place restrictions on these freedoms. They didn't say the right to play guitar shall not be violated except when used to play Green Day's Time of Your Life over and over again in the common area of your dorm. No! Where will these restrictions end? A background check when you want to take up a banjo? A 5-day waiting period to buy a Telecaster? An all-out ban on the Flying V? Or, dare I say, whammy bar? Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, it is up to you to defend our right to keep and bear guitars.
Hello?
Set with United Steelworkers of Montreal with For Love and Your Mother's Sake. And we followed it with Hell Stomper with their rendition of Ramblin' Man. And that's off their CD, Haulin' Ass. And the set with some Hillbilly Hellcats with Double Time. Well, I do hope you're enjoying what my iPod has picked out for us. Oh, next set.
Go! I have been responsible only for myself. When I risked alone to avoid making others pay the price for my mistakes. They want me to show them another way. What if I show them the wrong way? What if they come to me not because of the lesson, but because of the teacher? I worry, Talon, that my shadow may become greater than the message.
If that happens, I give you my word that I will personally kill you.
This is supposed to put my mind at ease.
We'll be right back. Vicky only slept with one guy since we went out. I mean, that like makes me 50% of her entire guy-related life.
You dipshit. She didn't sleep with one guy. She slept with at least three.
What?
When a girl tells you how many guys she slept with, multiply it by three and that's the real number. Didn't you fuckers learn anything at college?
Cruising down I-95, had to make a show. I spotted a demon, he was standing on the side of the road. I pulled over and I offered a ride. He got in and said, thanks, thanks for the ride. Then he offered a deal just for my soul. Sign down on the dotted line. You're doing good, you'll be doing fine. Just sit right there and live a life of sin. To me every single day. Most normal people don't think exist. I've done my fair share of right and wrong. I keep singing, traveling, doing all my songs. And the devil, he owns my soul.
This set with Left Lane Cruiser with My Country. We followed that with a little something heavy. Alabama Thunder Pussy with Giving Up on Living. Who's familiar with that?
Not me.
Oh. Well, yes, I am. We ended the set with some friends of mine, Jason and the Punk Necks. Drinking All Night with Drinking, Drugging Jesus. If he was that way, he'd have many of followers. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Take the purple Kool-Aid and the micro dot and inject that liquid in that needle. You will enjoy. Yes, Lord. Maybe he was a drinking, drugging son of a gun. That's why motherfuckers thought he was walking on water and turning water into wine. Who'd know?
You like the idea of the president? Living in a free country? Do we allow America to be ruled by thugs?
Sure, some years we do.
Set with a little instrumental by Old Crow Medicine Show with Beach Creek Dirge. Followed it with the Dicers with Tomcat Baby, and we ended the set with some George Jones, and I wouldn't know about that. Fuck. I don't know about anything. So why don't we just go ahead and let my iPod take us into the last set before we get into the CD review of Adam Lee and the Dead Horse Sound Company. So, iPod, please, take us away. My little R2-D2, that's what it is.
Begging God for mercy from a little concrete cell, set a convicted man in the Georgia State Jail. His hands are bound by chains and there are shackles on his feet. This man was sentenced to die by a jury in 93. And now the day has come for that sentence to be carried out. So many things are on his mind, but only one he thinks about. The life he took away on that awful summer night. Why he never saw that little child riding on her bike. Stumbling out of the bar, he got in his car and drove away. He crashed into a light post and killed her right away. Crowds of people gathered round, staring at the awful sight. The little girl was lying still as her mother held her tight. He saw her broken body, but didn't realize what he'd done. Too many drinks of beer and wine had made his mind grow numb. His thoughts were interrupted by the opening of the door. They read his final rites, and he just stared at the empty floor. He knew he'd never be forgiven for a crime such as this. A home for him in heaven he knew would not exist. So the guards, they came and took him to the room where he would die. And they strapped him to the chair before many a watchful eye. Gathered in that room, there was the victim's family. They'd come to see this man receive his final penalty. And sitting right in front there was the mother of this child, weeping for her baby in sorrow nearly wild. And in her arms he saw the face of that little girl again, in a picture taken weeks before she'd reached the age of 10. Her eyes were full of life then, not the emptiness of death. That wasn't how he'd seen them when he crawled out from that wreck. And on her face there was a smile to which no angel could compare. There was no blood upon her face or in her golden hair. The life he took away that night, no one here can ever replace. And never again will no one see her little smiling face. For his sinful way of living, this man now must pay the price. For a tragic mistake he made just once had brought him here tonight. His head was covered slowly, and the warden threw the switch. The people smelled the burning flesh, and they watched his body twitch. They pronounced him dead at 12 a.m. and they prayed there for a while. For this man was put to death because he killed his only child.
What's their beef?
Oh, the same entitled crap as always. I can't make ends meet. I'm on food stamps. My child died because I couldn't afford new bone marrow. Just me, 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 me.
Jesus, whose kid died?
Oh, who remembers? Check Pam's blog.
Well, I'll think of you when the day is through and the world is all but died. In this corner spot I will sit and rot, though tears I have not cried. So here's to you.
you put me through, and the devil that came between us. I'll raise a glass to forget your ass, and I'll see you. Hey, hey. At the bottom of a gate. Well, the morning's light will set things right, and erase these drunken stains of a love once found now underground, buried deep, shallow remains. So, here's to you and what you put me through, and the devil that came between us. I'll raise a glass to forget your ass, and I'll see you at the bottom of a Guinness.
Now, you wouldn't say no to a lady.
I don't know why not. They always say no to me.
I have a pretty girl with warm red lips, long dark hair, and a nice round ear. Up tonight, I know that I won't sleep alone. She is always a doll of bright, fake eyelashes and nails so bright. She knows that I can't look away. I see her getting ready tonight, combs her hair so it's just right, and dabs a spot of perfume on her neck. She sees me sneaking a peek, plants a kiss right on my cheek, and says, "Boy, you just wait till we get home." Oh, she is smiling at me from across the room. Stockings and high heel shoes, and gives me that come hither look. I do my best to keep my cool. She has me acting like a fool. That girl, she's driving me wild. Well, I see her getting ready tonight. Combs her hair so it's just right, and dabs a spot of perfume on her neck. She sees me sneaking a peek, plants a kiss right on my cheek, and says, "Boy, you just wait till we get home."
Well, as the evening, the moon glows bright. We hit the store and are out of sight. Do our best to try and make it home. Steamy windows and dashboard glow. Down cash on the radio. Smiles upon each other's face. Well, I see her getting ready tonight. Combs her hair so it's just right. And dabs a spot of perfume on her neck. She sees me sneaking a peek. Plants a kiss right on my cheek. And says, boy, you just wait till we get home.
Alright, we start off this set with Joey Alcorn with The Execution. A very eerie tale, I must admit. We followed that with Craig House with Bottom of a Guinness. You gotta be one bad motherfucker to get to the bottom of a Guinness, because that is some nasty fucking beer. And I've drank some nasty stuff while working as a lot lizard at the truck stop, okay? We followed that with Graveside Manor with Pretty Pinup. So there. There is what my iPod has picked for y'all. I hope you have enjoyed it. I hope it didn't go do you wrong. Because my iPod got a lot of good shit up on there. Alright, well, let's go ahead and get into the review by Adam Lee and the Dead Horse Sound Company with the CD When the Spirits Move Me. And it's a great CD. I do not believe it is out yet. He sent me an advanced copy. But, yeah, check him out on Facebook or MySpace. But maybe I'll go there. I'm going to start it off with Drinking, Cheating, Loving, and Leaving. Which is what life's all about right there. And then we will get into the CD title track, When the Spirits Move Me. And we'll end it with Liquor's a Prison. I give this CD 2 thumbs up. I did enjoy it. I'm sure you will. So go ahead and get your taste of this CD right here, folks. Yes, Lord. I'll see y'all later.
Lies, the neon signs, flying the soul away. Fist fights and whiskey pines till the night turns into day. Well, let's drink till we stop breathing. You know I've got my reason. So I'll be drinking, cheating, loving, and leaving. Well, you can move along just as fast as you want, but girl, I'll never be your man. whiskey pines till the night turns into day. Well, let's drink till we stop breathing. You know I've got my reasons that I'll be drinking, cheating, loving, and leaving. Well, you can move along just fast you want, but girl, I'll never be your man. I'm leaving in the morning at the break of dawn, gotta drag old cross the land. So give me all you got, girl. Don't give me your hand, cause I'll be drinking.
The time. too big for me. Just lock me away and throw out the key. Cause liquor's a prison. It's been holding me.
If you want to make an impact online, GoDaddy.com has what you need. .com names as low as $1.99. Plus, a world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and much, much more. Plus, when you enter the code POD149 when you check out, you'll save an additional 10% off your web hosting order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.